It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's Gordon Keith here. What's the best way to fight this wintry weather?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, it's by sitting in and watching cattle?
By a wheels-off comment.
By watching cattle on digital TV, digital satellite TV.
Or technical meltdown.
I just came in from out in the cold and I just can't think. Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Apparently he had some sort of surgically repaired lower abdomen surgery.
On the little ticket.
That's right. Shake Joint filling in for the Musers here on Sports Radio 1310 96.7 FM. The Ticket, Jake Kemp and Sean Basso. We will provide for you the emergency break of the week. And since we're kind of the only spares here this week, this is actually a legit e-break.
Oh, yeah.
This is not some, this is not people you've never heard of stumbling over their words. Isn't that funny? No, this is the real deal, and it's brought to you by Classic BMW Seabass.
Yes, thank you, Jake. We start off with, I don't want to say he's a Hall of Famer yet. He probably still has plenty of days in front of him, but that is one, Johnny E-Break, Craig Rosengarten of the T-Box, a regular in the E-Break rotation. This past weekend, he was just having a little banter with his co-host, Rick Arnett, and apparently Craig doesn't listen to the station all that much, according to this sound.
The show last week, and he thought for sure I would win the E-Break for
Cactus.
My son was listening to the show last week, and he thought for sure I would win the E-Break for getting a name wrong in a live spot. I was trying to do Hideki Matsuyama, and I think I did another.
Yeah, they played that on the Japanese Invasion.
Yeah, that's...
What's the Invasion?
Norman Donovan show? Tinda Dune?
Oh, the Norman Donovan. Oh. Okay.
Craig's a P2 and a half, I think.
No, I'm a P1. But if you said Norman Donnie, I'd know Norman Donnie.
It's the Invasion, yeah.
Okay. When did they make that the Invasion?
Well, remember, they were Norm and Donnie, so if they Norman D.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to pull back the curtain too far. I hear E-Break callers all the time reference things that clearly, you know, everybody's got to sleep at some point.
Sure.
There's obviously a disconnect between
spots.
What everybody hears and what I tell you, though, if you go to the App Store and download the Sports Day Talk app, you never have to miss a moment.
Yeah. Just stream it on your phone.
That's right.
It's with you all the time.
You can rewind, you can fast forward, and then you don't have to miss anything.
Don't ever leave the house without your ticket.
Look, Craig has cart girls to interview. Although I actually heard on their show recently that I think they're doing away with that.
Oh, really?
Did anybody else hear that, or did I make that up?
I guess I must have missed that.
Eli's like, man, just missed it. I just got a gig here, and
you're taking away the cart girl on me? Come on. Yeah, that's funny. We play in our imaging, the Invasion is...
Yeah, it's
I
quite
feel like
promoted.
It's pretty entrenched now.
Quite promoted.
For the past 3 years.
Yeah.
It's okay. So there's Craig Rosengarten with entry number one. Entry number two this week is one Mike Reiner. And Mike is a polished broadcaster, but he just got done with 3.5-4 hours of doing the hard line. And he forgot something that he shouldn't have forgot.
All right. Do we have a World Cup kick around coming
We do.
Up?
Andy and I will talk about the drama of Messi and Argentina at length tonight.
We are at end of watch for today. Thanks very much for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to Peter, Ty, David, Becca, you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, do stay tuned because on the way, believe we got the top 10 coming up. Is that all right? Or is it something
kick
else?
Around, dude.
Oh, yeah, the World Cup kick around.
How do you forget that soon?
How would
you just teased it 3 minutes ago.
Yes.
The World Cup kick around is on the way here.
Hi, I'm Peter.
Yes, that is Peter.
Dude, he literally had to be looking at
Looking
Walton.
Right at Peter, who's been filling in.
He had just said Peter's name.
And
he is Peter
across from him.
And, of course, Peter's been in for Danny, who Danny had back surgery, and Peter's doing a fine job producing the hard
line. We have,
what do we have
what
here?
Is it? Ticket top 10?
Can I hear that one more time, please? That was great.
All right, do we have a World Cup kick around coming
We do.
Up?
Andy and I will talk about the drama of Messi and Argentina at length tonight.
We're at end of watch for today. Thanks very much for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to Peter, Ty, David, Becca, you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, do stay tuned because on the way, believe we got the top 10 coming up. Is that all right? Or is it something
kick
else?
Kick around, dude.
Oh, yeah, the World Cup kick around.
Is that all right?
You forget that soon. You just teased it 3 minutes ago.
The World Cup kick around is on the way here.
Hi, I'm Peter.
Yes, that is Peter.
That's great.
Oh, that is so good. Well, he has soccer amnesia, apparently. I don't know how locked into the World Cup Rhines is, and maybe it just slipped his mind.
Yeah, you
know.
Do.
All right, our final entry this week, it comes from Bad Radio, but it's not Bad Radio specific.
Okay.
I was
going to say, we have had a clean sheet.
It is a weekly guest, Rangers TV analyst CJ Nitkowski, and he had an interesting way to word this certain word.
Of excitement and like that to be loud and all of it that happens there, because it is completely different. And I think we probably wouldn't be having the age problem that we're having right now with our sport.
The what problem?
Well, the age, you know, as far as age of our fans. Like our median age is creeping up. And trying to get that younger fan base to watch the game is certainly something that Rob Manfred has been focused on.
Yeah, for sure. All right, CJ, thanks, man.
All right, talk to you guys later.
So,
see you, CJ.
Dan was, make sure you clear that up there. I was just glad you got
to the bottom.
Hey,
you had no idea what he said, right?
I kind of put it together, I think, about a tick before you did.
Okay.
But I don't know how more fan interaction would curb that problem that we initially thought.
I was thinking of Bob Ortegal.
I'm a man now.
Yeah,
that's right there.
All right.
I don't know how more fan interaction.
Yeah, we were talking about excitement at baseball games, and I think Dan had already moved on because that was the last question of the interview, and we were kind of looking at each other, and I asked the question, so I thought I knew where he was headed, but Dan clearly heard that would kind of help curb the AIDS problem we have in the game, which we did spend an entire segment yesterday pondering how exactly that would affect the game of baseball. If, in fact, there was
an
AIDS. And Minel thought he said the Asian problem we have in the game.
Jeez.
Both of which are dicey things for him to say.
Can we hear the first part again, just up until he says
he kind of leans into the word AIDS funny.
Of excitement and like that to be loud and all of it that happens there, because it is completely different. And I think we probably wouldn't be having the AIDS problem that we're having right now with our sport.
So, matter of fact, probably wouldn't have the AIDS problem.
So there it is. There's your three nominees this week: Craig Rosengarten of the T-Box, Mike Reiner of the Hardline, and Rangers TV analyst CJ Nitkowski with his weekly spot on Bad Radio. The voting begins now at 888-787-1310. Please vote responsibly or irresponsibly. We don't really care. Good morning, P1. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Awesome.
Anyone else hoping DeAndre Jordan gets AIDS?
I'd be fine with him getting AIDS as long as he's willing to take a reasonable deal. Perhaps he would sign a shorter-term contract if he came down with the house in Virginia.
You'd have to worry about the infectious disease control element with him.
But the meds are good now.
So I guess that's a vote for CJ. Good morning. You're voting on the e-break.
Natural slice, born one?
Yes.
No, that's not. That is
not him.
Different guy.
Okay. Good morning, Ticket.
Hi. Hi, it's Jared. Jared from Flower Mound. I want to vote responsibly for AIDS in baseball.
All right. There's two votes for the AIDS. Let's see if we can get another. Hi. 888-787-1310. Good morning.
Hi. Morning. I'd like to responsibly vote for Mr. Mike Reiner, please.
All right. There's back-to-back responsible votes. Two for CJ, one for Mike. Rosen. Shut out so far. Good morning, Ticket.
Hey, good morning, fake musers.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'd like to cast a responsible vote, if in fact there is one to be cast. Anyone but Rosengarten, so give me the old gray wolf.
Okay, there's two votes for Mike. He draws even with CJ. Good morning, P1. You're on the air.
Hey, Jake.
What's going on, man?
I love you.
I love you.
Not as much as Jubb and them, but I still love you a lot.
That's good. And I love you.
Badger Spots Bloodborne.
Just vote!
He just wanted to say he loved you.
I rescind my love.
Don't yell.
Vaginal size, born.
You're voting on the e-break. Good morning.
Hey, you love the show. I'd like to vote for Proud Boy CJ.
Okay. There we go. Was wondering when that was going to happen. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for the old gray wolf. And why is Russell Meyer so obsessed with Hotel Blood?
All right, that's... Don't understand that reference, but I'm sure
someone
somebody,
does. Yeah,
somebody in the
got a vote though.
Copenhagen room does. So we got three votes for Ryan's and for CJ. Good morning, Ticket. You're on the air.
Scatter shooting while wondering what happened to the scatter shooting segment.
We're just not talented enough to pull that off. Out of respect for June,
that's a bar that's too high. We know our limitations.
Fair enough. Well, in the spirit of my favorite radio host Sean Bass, I'll vote for Donald Trump.
That's funny. Hi, good morning, P1. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for George Herbert.
For who?
I didn't hear the say again.
Because you got your radio up.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, Sean.
888-787-1310 for the e-break.
Joining us here this morning.
Good morning, line 5.
Yes, I am HIV positive. TJ won this one.
That is a fourth vote. He is one vote away from, I believe, getting his first e-break win. Good morning, Ticket.
How you doing, man? I got these 10 posts out here for sale. I got 20 and a quarter for those, and I'm still looking to get rid of this wheelbarrow over here.
I believe this is you're looking for
Tradio. All right, so we got a wheelbarrow over here. If you give us a call back, we got a wheelbarrow. We'll keep you on the line here, sir.
Right, slight little hole on it, though.
All right, got a slight little hole. Got two wheels on that bad boy?
Got just one wheel. Got aired up, though, with some air fix a flat in it. It's been running about 5 years now down the road.
All right, we'll put you on hold. We'll see if we can get a
County Road 1403.
Good morning. Voting for the break.
Am I on IM Radio?
You sure are.
Hey, Shay Joy, I want to vote for Mike Reiner, just so you know. Love you.
Thank you so much. Talk to you next week. We have four votes for Mike, four for CJ. Rosen currently shut out. Good morning, Ticket.
T-Box.
Oh, there's finally one for Craig Rosengarten with a...
He did that for a reason.
Two-word vote.
That was a Perot vote.
That's the Nader vote of the C-break. Can you decide the winner, caller? Go ahead.
Hey, man. This is Mesquite Jimmy Hart, man.
Hey, Jimmy.
Vote for AIDS.
All right.
All right. How about that?
Man. Mesquite with the winning vote. It goes to...
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS.
CJ Nitkowski on Bad Radio.
The what problem?
Dropping the AIDS.
Of excitement and lightness to be loud and all of it that happens there, because it is completely different. And I think we probably wouldn't be having the age problem that we're having right now with our sport.
The what problem?
Well, the age, you know, as far as age of our fans. Our median age is creeping up. And trying to get that younger fan base to watch the game is certainly something that Rob Manfred has been focused on.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
yeah,
CJ,
for
thanks,
sure.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Well, CJ.
That's a win for CJ Nitkowski.
Sure
he's got to be proud of that first win, right?
He's got to be. He's broke into the majors now. That's
will
his
you,
first win.
Will you behave?
What?
You.
Look,
act right.
It's an honor.
Act right. All right.
I was nominated last week and didn't win. I would be very proud to have an e-break.